The internet's going to help you overcome the two biggest challenges you face. Number one, finding people to talk to. And it's going to completely eliminate rejection. The only thing that you have to overcome is whatever basic fear you have of getting on the internet and doing this. I work with with people in their 70s. I work with people in their 80s. Baby boomers in their 40s and 50s are doing this. And frankly, if you're younger, if you're in your 20s and 30s, you already know about this. You're using instant messaging already, but what you really need some help with is filtering, is identifying the people that you want to talk to and identifying the people that you absolutely want to avoid, because the internet gives you access to everybody. Now, the instant messaging systems I'm talking about have two features. One is called a buddy list. I'm sure you've all heard familiar with the term. Everybody in your network marketing business, every one of your business partners, every one of your customers should be on your buddy list. You should all be on the same instant messaging system. You can see when they're online. They're going to see when you're online. You can communicate with each other. You could also communicate with your kids, your family members, just about anybody that you wanted to connect with. In addition to the buddy list, the instant messaging systems that I'm going to talk to you about have member directories, okay, where people post all kinds of information. Can you imagine walking into a room like this? There's 500 people in the room, and everybody in the room is wearing a sign on their back. And all you have to do is walk behind the person. You'd know where they were from. You'd know their marital status. You'd know what they did for a living. You'd have a list of all the things that they like to talk about. How valuable is that? What? Priceless. That's the word you want to think about, because when you sit in front of your computer, you're within 3 feet of the entire online world, and you can talk to anybody in any country when you know where to find them and when you know how to use instant messaging. I love this handshake coming out of the computer. You know, my son came up with that. Jake, stand up a second. This is my son. He's responsible for designing this. I mean, Dale could show his grandchildren. I mean, I could show. Now, here's what you want to do when you log in to any instant messaging system. You have to set up an account. So the first thing you're going to want to do is set up an account that's going to make people curious about who you are, attract people to you, and make people like you. For example, most people, when they log into an instant messaging system, use some variation of their name. For example, what's your email address? Excuse me? Is that your name? Okay, pretty common. How many people use your name in your email address? Well, it's common. You want people to know and recognize who you are. When you log into one of these instant messaging systems, it doesn't matter what your name is. What you want to do is you want to create a screen name that's going to make people want to talk to you. And your screen name cannot be business related. Make money now will not attract the kinds of people that you want to talk to on the internet. Instead of being Bill Smith at Yahoo.com, you could be the Millionaire Maker at Yahoo.com. You could be poolside diva, the happy camper. You could be coast-to-coast Betty. The name that you create will set the tone for all the online conversations you have with people.